All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakemch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this June 5th, 2025, and on Free Voices. And our subject is going to be on joy. We have some music coming in from Karma to Burn, Moon Vampire, The Police, Diamonds, and if we have enough time, The Radios. And we have some of our usual co-hosts coming in. Hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, also president of Minnetonka Association, Celia, and also my brother Shkwait Shachlach, and also Lady Fahima. So stay tuned for all those, and welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Spain, from Norway, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, and all across Canada. Welcome to our program of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. And we just thank you all for joining us and making an effort to make this world a better, beautiful place the way it should be. And so we're going to start off our program with some energetic music, and this is from a band called Karma to Burn, and their song is called 34. So stay tuned, enjoy everybody, we'll be right back. that was awesome. That was Karma to Burn and their song 34. And man, that gets the blood pumping for sure. Anyways, we have on the line with us our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world. And thank you for joining us, Wegedesk.
My pleasure, Chief. It's an honor to be with you and Eagle Nation, getting this amazing broadcast out to the universe. What do you say we start things right with some good old-fashioned deep breath?
Sounds beautiful and wonderful. Let's do it.
All right. Let's relax our belly, our shoulders, our jaw, anywhere in your body that you might be feeling tension. And we're just going to do three awesome deep breaths, in with the peace, out with the stress. All right. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. In through the nose. Two more. Wow, one more just for good measure. Beautiful.
Awesome, brother. Thank you so much. We have an awesome show coming up for you, everybody. We have a subject, and the subject is joy, and we'd love to hear your words about that.
Absolutely, joy. What a good one, Chief, because amongst the grind and managing of the bills and the work and the scheduling, that it's pretty easy to forget about joy. But I'm glad that you brought it up, because joy is, I guess, what we're all hoping comes our way, or that we cultivate every once in a while. And I guess the reason why I love my deep breathing so much is because it might not be an extreme amount of joy, but just the idea and the fact that this extremely important stuff, this air, comes into our body so easily and it's so abundant. You know, just, I mean, if you want to experience how important the air is, try holding your breath for 5 minutes. This stuff is so valuable to us that I have conditioned myself and kind of brainwashed myself to enjoy and to have joy with the little things, like taking a deep breath or acknowledging the earth holding us up or the amazing, brilliant sun that brings vision and warmth into our world. The water that washes us clean and allows us to move. So I guess what I want to say about joy is, while we may have those extreme amounts of joy come along once in a while, I have found a lot of success and benefits in my life by getting a little bit of joy out of the very simple things and the things that are present in our life all the time. So that's what I got to say about joy, Chief. And how about you? What are you saying about it?
Well, it's something that we all desire, it's what we're all looking for, we all wish for and want and try to bring out over and over. It's just one of the most important things that drives all of us to what we do every day. And it's a special emotion and feeling that is sometimes it's hard to get to. And I really like what you're bringing out in being able to be bringing out those emotions and feelings just for the fact of breathing, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying even the rain. And these are things that we can develop in our lives to make us enjoy life more. And it was one of the things that Counselor Farley always used to bring out. And she would always ask in the workshop, she would say, how are you feeling? And, you know, a lot of us are always conditioned and we always say, oh, good. And she would always point out to us and tell us, well, good isn't a feeling. And it always struck me as something like I would get to the point where I would examine myself and realize that, oh, I'm happy. I'm just happy to sit in the presence of beautiful, wonderful people with a desire to heal, with the desire to look for more in life. And it's what I feel when I come to this radio program and share and listen to yourself and many of our co-hosts, and just get to express my joy and happiness and feelings, and try to share the positivity that I can generate through this radio program in learning about myself and learning about others. And it's just such a wonderful privilege and an honor to come up here and express my joy and happiness and share it with everyone, and also collect it from, like, yourself, your energy, your energetic spirit and voice, the wisdom. It's just amazing and so positive. And yeah, I just really appreciate you coming to the program, sharing with us, and just being a positive light to myself and many other people.
Absolutely, Chief. It's my pleasure, and thank you for being the guy who's in the studio every Thursday, man in the controls, connecting us all so that the universe can hear these beautiful blessings that we've come to learn over our amazing struggles from, being a people who have been colonized by, some of the most powerful evil forces in the entire world. And here we are talking about joy. So thank you, Chief, for everything you do and everybody else at Party Eagle Nation and at the studio there. I'm going to say bye for now, and I look forward to this next week. And as always, keep the deep breaths going, everyone.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Much love to you. Have a great week and weekend, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Awesome. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, the high-vibration champion of the world, and just always a blessing to have him come on our program and share with us, and just give us a boost of positivity and wonderful words of wisdom. So we're going to carry on with our program here, and coming up next, we're going to be getting a hold of the president of Minnetonka Park Association, and we're gonna play her a song, and this is dedicated to her and her brother. Her brother's going through treatment and stuff, so we wish him well and healing. So we're gonna play some Moon Vampire, and the song is called Vampire. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. That was Moon Vampire and their song called Vampire. And we were trying to get a hold of our president of Minnetonka Park Association. We haven't been able to connect with her yet. And yeah, it was it's such a beautiful thing to get the feeling of joy. And it's a very special, wonderful thing that we can produce in ourselves. We can find out what makes us happy, what gives us that joy. And when we're able to figure out, you know, what makes us happy and joyful, it's something that can really boost our well-being, our mental state, our health. And it's just something special that radiates from us, and we can share it with people around us, people that we love and care about. And it's a very wonderful feeling, and I really wish it upon everybody. I've been through some very special, wonderful things in my life that give me extreme joy and pleasure. And I wish that everybody could feel it, because sometimes we're all looking for peace and hope and great things that can affect us in a very positive, wonderful way. And I've been able to reach some of those things without searching for them, without going after them. They just appear in our lives. And sometimes all of us, we go through that. We get to this point of relaxation and joy and flooding of these chemicals that our bodies produce, dopamine and cortisol and even DMT. All these things are products of that help us produce joy in our lives. And when we get to these places and developments in our lives, usually they're actions. And if we can recreate them and remember them, these are what can initiate those joyful moments and help us to get through the negative parts of our lives when we're feeling so down and lost and distracted from true life and appreciating what we have. I really get to see a lot of people all over the city, and some of them, you know, they're struggling through lives. Some of them, you know, they don't have, you know, all their legs, arms, whatever. Some of them are blind. And, you know, when I see all these people and they're just going through life and just living, it's just so inspiring. I really love it. And it makes me appreciate what everything I have, my arms, my fingers, my toes, sight, hearing. It's just a blessing. And it gives me joy. And that's what I want to share with everybody. You know, we're so blessed. And even when we're not, we have that ability to give it to others. Like even when we don't have everything and we're going through, we're an inspiration for all those around us, those that see and feel. And it's just a real blessing, wonderful thing. And I thank all the people out there that, you know, don't have everything and they still go through everything and enjoy their lives. It's such a blessing to be amongst humanity and to grow with it and to see it and look to imagine it being a better world And these are things that we can all share with each other. And so I really thank everyone for joining in and joining into our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. It's just a special thing. So I thank you all for joining in. And so we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
Okay, we're back. So we're going to carry on with our program here. And coming up next, we're going to play the song of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach from Gweishkana, BC. And this is the song that he picked, and it's from The Police, Every Breath You Take. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. That was The Police, Every Breath You Take. Man, what a beautiful song. took us back in time. For everybody that doesn't know, my brother Shkwait Shakhlakh, he's from Gwaishkna, BC. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4. The big forest fires of a few years ago, the big flood of a few years ago. So an extreme survivalist, an inspiration to myself and many other people that know his story and history. And man, what a beautiful song you chose. And like you were saying, it reminded us of our brother. And welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you?
I'm doing as well as can be now.
Very special song that you picked, and like you were saying, it was reminding us of our brother that left, but I guess we can imagine that he's always watching us and looking over us. So we have our subject today, and it's on joy. And would love to hear your words on that.
Just on the word joy itself, I'm not very educated on it. Well, won't be able to spend too much on it. But when you compare joy to happiness, I think most of us human beings all think they're one and the same, eh? Joy and happiness. But over the years, I've come to figure out that happiness is fleeting.